Now time for a locker room chat, our first one of the year with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladzik after a state championship last year, going 13-0. What a season it was. First of all, Coach, just your quick recap of what happened last year.
Yeah, it was an awesome year. Obviously, when you go 13-0 and finish playing on Thanksgiving weekend and with a win, it's obviously really fun deal. You know, it's a great atmosphere, you know, almost once-in-a-lifetime feeling, but we're trying to hit that reset mode with these juniors, now seniors, and trying to develop some leadership this year. And I keep telling them trying to create their own identity. You know, last year was fun, you know, with those last seniors, but this year, a new team, so I'm trying to get their own identity set on this year.
Yeah, calling you guys last year was a lot of fun. Got the pleasure of doing multiple games for you guys last year. And moving the page to this year, we talked a little bit before our phone call here about what you guys are planning on doing at quarterback. We're trying to switch it up just a little bit with your guy last year, Braden Uphouse, not being there this year.
Yeah, it'll be kind of a role between Jonah Dieters and Carter Hike. You know, Jonah played JV last year and he played some varsity defense, so he's got that senior mindset where Carter's more of an athletic kid. Who's going to carry the ball. So I'm excited to see where those two kind of go and who wants to take over the quarterback role this year.
Talking with Michael Gladzik, head football coach with Nemaha Central. And now talking about Carter, we saw him quite a bit last year, kind of more in garbage time, if you will. But he played really well. Your thoughts on his ability to carry the football just like his brother?
Yeah, he's a heck of an athlete. You know, he's about 5'10". He's pushing, you know, 205, 200 right now. And, you know, his brother was just a little taller, but had that same build. I would say Carter didn't get the knowledge he did last year just because Cooper carried the ball a lot and, you know, really never got hurt. But during the Rossville game, when Cooper broke his thumb that first half or second quarter, whenever it was, I would say Carter stepped in really big time for us, and he had a heck of a game in the rest of the postseason run for us.
You know, you guys bring back four of your five offensive linemen, including the likes of Holden Bass, Abe Hilbert, and others. Tell us about what we expect from those guys.
Yeah, it's an awesome deal for a head coach. You know, obviously when those guys were juniors last year, they had huge improvements. You know, first time offensive line guys, three of them, and this year is experienced bunch. You know, it's a tight knit group led by Holden, you know, Abe and Josh on those seniors. And even Reese Garrity is going to be that fifth guy, and he even started a couple games last year. So I'm excited for them to pave the run game and really lead our team this year.
Going to take a quick break. We'll have more from Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladzik after this. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central head football coach Michael Gladzik for the first time after a state championship a year ago, going 13-0. And Coach, a big reason why, I think, you know, a lot of people talk about Cooper and his ability to run the football, but your guys' defense was really solid last year, and you guys bring back a good amount of those guys this year as well.
Yeah, Coach Stevie last year did a really good job. He actually went to Perry this year to coach and teach. So Mark Mayberry, our offensive line coach, is going to take over the defense coordinator role. Nothing's going to change other than terminology. You know, obviously we graduated some really good seniors last year, and the whole linebacking core last year were 3-year starters. So we're definitely going to see some new faces in the linebacking core and in the secondary role. But I'm excited to see, just like the offensive line anchor us, I'm really hoping our defense line can anchor us and really shut down that run game to help our linebacking core and our defensive back core out.
And kind of talking about you guys' week one game, you guys play Holton. It's like, man, welcome back. You guys have to play a team that made the state title last year in Class 3A. But, I mean, this is a different team themselves, and yourselves as well. Should be a very interesting matchup. Your thoughts on that?
Oh yeah, every year, you know, I talk to Coach Bard and I think we really both love playing each other. You know, obviously it's a league game, which is important, but you know, it's a non-district game. Really doesn't matter record-wise. It really sets the tone for the year for both teams. You know, they lost a really good senior class and so did we, so it's going to be a fun showdown. You know, last 3 years, I told the kids, last 3 years I've excited by 13 points. You know, 3 years ago, they banged in a game-winning field goal. 2 years ago, they did the same thing. And last year, we escaped a 7-point win on their turf. So I'm excited for a home opener in our field and see what we can do.
And then moving on down the line for the schedule, you guys have Sabetha on your last game. Just like last year, this one will be at Sabetha. And your thoughts on your guys' schedule in district play and just the district in general?
Yeah, we open with three Big Seven games. Obviously, our first goal, you know, of the season is to win the Big Seven. You know, and then we go down the list for district, you know, and then the postseason run. So I just tell the kids we try to get 1% better each day. And we really focus on the next game in line. And obviously, you know, that Sabetha game is circled every year. And just like over in Sabetha or in Seagate circle. So, you know, it should be a fun year, you know, and I'm excited to see what we can do this year.
And we're excited to see what you guys can do as well. Head coach Michael Gladzik of Nemaha Central. Coach, thanks so much for joining us today.
I appreciate it, Jared.
This locker room chat has been brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.